This is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. We're here in lovely Edinburgh, Scotland, and we have another trainer for you to meet of our trainers from around the world. Today we're talking with a local trainer from Edinburgh, Scotland, and Michael Christen. Welcome.
Hi there, Kathleen. Hi there.
Nice to have you here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're enjoying the seminar?
Most certainly. It's yes. I've been waiting for 3 years to come in NHR, and it's worth it, definitely.
Oh, great. Now, how long have you been in NLP?
5 years now. It started off as a weird and wonderful inspiration. I was curious as to why two people, I was a sales and marketing background. Why was it that two people could seemingly say the same words and one got a much better effect? And I didn't know what the answer was. It made me curious all the way through my years, and then I stumbled across NLP by chance and never looked back.
And how long have you been a trainer?
Been a trainer now for about two and a half years, and enjoying every moment of it, actually. It was a natural progression for me. My background, my company now is as a training company, has been from the beginning, and so it was quite natural for me one day to become an NLP trainer.
And what is the name of your institute here in Scotland?
The name of the institute is Enhance.
Enhance?
Enhance. A suitable word, I felt.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what do you do at your institute? What are some of the services that you offer?
Okay, we work primarily with business people. I do special projects on the side, personally, in terms of working with people who have more personal issues, you could describe. But mainly we work with business people. So we do things like, we do a business practitioner program, and we're one of the few people in the UK who do actually do a business practitioner. As certified by yourself, Society of NLP. We also offer leadership training, presentation training, and we like to work with some really cool people. So we've got a polar explorer, a guy who's been to the South Pole, and he works with us on a motivation program, and it's based on his exploits. We work with a former brigadier of the Royal Marines for our leadership program, and we work with one of the top clown trainers in the world for our presentation program.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's good fun. It's really good fun. Yeah. It's great to actually mix with cool people, so it's, you know.
Great. Now, and that's one of the things you like to do with your trainings in particular, is bring in different resources and
Definitely.
Sort of mix the pool a little bit.
Definitely, because it's. I think there's a lot to be gained from different points of view, even when you're speaking about one subject. That's the reason why I still come in training, because I like to actually, you know, pick up different people's points of view, and it'd be so easy for me to say, I've done my NLP, that's it, I've got my qualifications. But every time I go on somebody else's master prac, every time I go on something like NHR, I'm learning something new. And I like to do the same in our company. But the way we do it is we have lots of different influences. And so people can still stay with Enhance, but get many different points of view.
What is it that you would say is one of the most rewarding things about being an NLP trainer and working your company now more with the NLP, even in the business topics?
The light bulb moment. It's standing there when there's been a description of something and suddenly just seeing in a person or a group of people where suddenly it's like the light bulb is just switching on above their head and they've got it. And they're thinking about something in an entirely new way. And you realize at that moment that great change has happened. And it's all by thanks to NLP. And it could be something very simple, like the map is not the territory. Fantastic presupposition and so powerful when it comes to things like business.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the challenges that you've come across as being an NLP trainer?
I think the classic one is trying to describe what NLP is, you know, especially with the business community. You know, mm-hmm. It has a certain intangible quality, which for me is actually, it is just that, it's a quality, it's something special about it. There is no bounds or limits to NLP, you can do many, many things with it. However, the business community really does want to know exactly what is this thing, what is NLP? And yeah, there's obviously kind of the few kind of rumors going around what it is. And so yeah, the challenge is describing it to people. And the three key words I mainly mention to people is awareness, the idea of self-awareness and awareness of others. And how that can make you far more effective in what you choose to do. Mm. And that effectiveness makes you far more efficient. And that those two words, effective and efficient, when it comes to business people, they love that because they hear ka-ching and it's they hear turning into profit. So
the favorite sound.
Oh, exactly. Definitely.
Ka-ching. And yet you said one of the most rewarding things was the light bulb moment.
Oh, definitely.
So, I mean, it's, of course, we're all in the business of, you know, paying our rent and mortgages and car payments and things. Uh-huh. And yet, when I talk to so many of the NLP trainers, the first thing they mention is, you know, the experience of their students, what it does to improve their life. And
exactly. It's a classic case of pacing and leading, whereby, you know, you have to give them something which they think they're going to get with regards to the pace. Mm-hmm. And then they do get that. They do get the efficiency. They do get the effectiveness. That there's so much more which they get when they're in the training room. And the light bulb moment, they realize it. They understand the value of what's happened. And it takes them into new places. And people make some wonderful choices from there on.
That's the whole congruency, too, of selling something that you know is of such value and such
definitely.
Worth.
Yeah.
You know, it's you're not selling some useless thing. And, you know, the money that you make from it, you know, is just the people that spent the money. It's so well worth it for their
The money's
lives.
Not, is it, not, it isn't for me. Yeah. It's like I said, I use the ka-ching idea almost to sell it.
No, it's absolutely.
But when it comes to myself, that's not what it's about. It's
I
enjoy immensely helping other people succeed in what they choose to do. My arena is business. And there's nothing better than getting a phone call out of the blue from a client who's going to say, "Do you know that thing you said?" And it's something which I can't remember. It was something I'd said in a seminar. "Oh, wow, it's made such a difference. I'm doing this, I'm doing the other now." Those are the phone calls which make it all worthwhile. And that's
Well, you brought up the subject. Is there something that, I know you've trained with Dr. Bandler now for a couple of years.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Is there something that he said that really hits for you and you know, gives you that sort of aha moment?
Oh, most certainly. It's not so much a specific quote.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want specific quotes, I'd list the presuppositions of NLP, because I believe in them in a very big way as attitudes and behaviors. Business people adopt those, radical difference it makes. It's more with regards to the attitude of Richard himself, and in terms of the experimentation. You know, no bounds, no limits, let's try things out. If you make mistakes, fantastic. You know, you've pushed the boundaries, you've done something new. And his discoveries in NLP, NHR, DHE are testament to the fact of, let's see how far we can push this.
Right.
And he gets extraordinary results because of that experimentation. And we believe that very much in terms of the way we work as an institute. So when we're training people within NLP, it's not about just repeating the phobia cure. It's not just about doing something specific like a technique. Understand the fundamentals, understand how it works, and then play.
Yeah.
Have fun with it. Go and have a laugh. Try something out, you know, and see what happens, and, you know, come back and talk about it. And, you know, there's always going to be something you're going to learn, and it's that classic feedback versus failure. You know, there's always a learning there. No winning or losing, just winning and learning.
We were just talking before the interview about something that Richard said yesterday in class at the NHR program, where he was saying that, you know, we didn't just have one birth, that, you know, every moment is like a new birth or a new creation of that moment.
Exactly. And
what
that resonated.
Put into it.
Well, it was that I know that resonated with so many other people in the room. And people were talking about it and said, really hit home. That was incredible. It's so right about that. And it's a choice as well. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Choose to do it. Choose to live life with lots of fun and enthusiasm and experimentation. And the quality of life will go through the roof.
Now, you have a business practitioner starting in the spring?
That's right. In April, we'll be starting our business practitioner in parallel with the master practitioner. And the business practitioner is exactly as it sounds. It is a practitioner program certified by Society of NLP, the application of which is pointing towards business. So we have all manner of different people who come in. We have people who are non-business people who come on that as well. They like the business angle. And the idea is, like I've just described, it's awareness, it's efficiency, it's effectiveness. The big thing is the presuppositions. I'm a firm believer in these.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my outcomes is, at the end of the training, I'm looking for those presuppositions to have become attitude and behavior in the people who are in the room, because I know that makes the greatest difference. Techniques, wonderful. Yeah, learn some techniques. Understand how the technique works, much better. And then you can go and do something yourself, which is entirely new.
So if someone was interested in finding out about your seminars and services, how would they get a hold of you?
Great way is actually to look at our website, which is www.enhance.biz. That's ENHANCE.BIZ. Bravo, Indigo, Zulu. Mm-hmm. Or alternatively, if you're in the UK and you're listening to this, you can ring free phone 0800 040 7848 and ask to speak to myself, Michael. And I'm more than happy to take any calls and have a good chat.
That's great. What would you recommend someone who maybe is listening to this and thinking about beginning training in NLP? Is there any advice you'd give them?
Curiosity. Yeah. Great sense of curiosity is... NLP breeds curiosity. Coming into NLP itself, being curious, allows you to actually be far more experimental in the way you do things. And also to be very much aware of the fact that the word practice is right there in the middle of the title, NLP practitioner. You know, practice is the key. Keep practicing, your skills will just grow and grow and grow, and you will amaze yourself at how much you can do. I think that's really is the key. I advocate practice in a very big way. And like I said, if you make a mistake, great, You know,
life's you've learned something.
Exactly. You know, go for it. Make mistakes. Push the envelope, and then learn from it. Mm-hmm. And then you will achieve great things. The curiosity is the curiosity is also key as well, because with NLP you also become curious about other people, and it's not just about using NLP just verbatim as in what you've actually learned. How else can you apply it? You know, become curious about other people's success. Become curious about that person you meet in the street who does something very magical, and you think, well, how did they do that? Now take that further. Don't just ask a question. Use your NLP skills. Discover something. That's the reason why I work the Polar Explorer guy. You know, this guy has a motivation strategy which is phenomenal. You know, and I straight immediately thought, well, I know other people who'd be interested in that. And for us, that created a brand new program. So, yeah, curiosity.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Michael, for spending the time with us. And I hope people come and check out what you have to offer on your site. That was enhance.biz.
That's correct.
Okay. And we're looking forward to great things coming from Scotland.
Oh, I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing people in the business practitioner and, of course, master practitioner as well.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you.
Well, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. And stay tuned for another NLP trainer from around the world.